Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guests are James Grunke, Brett Weiler, and Jake Rao from the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. Guys, thanks so much for joining us during this tough time. James, let's start with you. How has the chamber responded to this crisis, and how are you guys envisioning this thing over the next couple of weeks?
Well, thank you for that question, and it certainly is strange days that we're living in. But we quickly realized that the biggest value we could provide the business community in our region is just really access to information. We're all being bombarded by emails from a variety of sources of what to do and what's happening. And we quickly realized if we could help kind of declutter some of that noise, that would be our role. So the first thing we did is we created a business resource page on our website that people could go to and really hear what's happening, the latest in CDC recommendations, or what are the new federal funding opportunities to help businesses or state or local. Because businesses are primarily concerned about two things, you know, how do they keep their business operating, and they're worried about the fate of their employees. So that was the first thing we did. The second is we created a survey so businesses could tell us really kind of what was on their mind, so we would know best how to respond to that. And then finally, we have developed a daily briefing that someone can sign up for, and that's giving us the latest news of everything that we know on relating to their businesses.
Could you tell us how to subscribe to that daily briefing?
So if they go to our website, which is eriepa.com, it will be an automatic pop-up that lets you sign up. But I can give you a great example. We were reached out yesterday by some area hospitals saying, could you reach out to the manufacturing community and see if there are any air filtration masks that they would be willing to donate to the hospital? Went out today in our daily briefing, and we already had one area business donate 120 of these N95 masks to our area hospitals. So that is a great example of how the daily briefing in action.
James, could you talk about the specific problems your members are experiencing right now?
Well, so the top five that we got back out of our survey results, and there was about 20 different items that people could check on it, and they could certainly check more than one. First and foremost, businesses are worried about decreased sales or lost revenue. About 70% of the businesses have responded to our survey, and there's about 150 businesses so far that have said that's their number one concern. Two would be working capital. How are they going to do payroll and rent and utilities and their own debt financing? And certainly they're concerned about employee absences, not necessarily what are they going to do with their employees to if they have to do a furlough or layoff, and that certainly is their concern. But with the schools being closed and the daycares being closed, having a concern of the ability for employees to show up to work is also a concern.
Has COVID-19 made making connections more difficult for you guys?
I think it's been incumbent for us to work harder on making those connections. One of the questions that we asked in our survey is, do you provide a service that can help other businesses? And we thought that would be generally yes. Hey, I have a trucking company. I can help move goods. Yes, I am a financial lender, so I can have some programs. And we did find that answer, but we also found a lot of just the generosity of Erie citizens saying, I'm not sure what I could do to help, but I'm happy to be asked. And I think we see that as well, just the traditional generosity of our community stepping up as well.
Could you tell us the type of interactions you are having with local and county governments?
Well, we, of course, are all in this together. And so collaboration with the private sector and the public sector is paramount to us getting through not only just the next few weeks, but what's the long-term plan. We know this is going to be a short-term disruption, but what are we going to do to ensure that when we get the economy moving again, that nobody's being left behind? And so we have to be a partner with our county executive and the mayor and the township supervisors and all the elected officials of our community, that we're ready to be right there with them and supportive.
James, could you tell us about the Shop Smart Resource Guide and why it is so important to shop local right now?
Well, I think part of the reason we came up with this is just it was confusing. It was confusing to know, you know, when the governor ordered businesses closed, who was that and who stays open? And so we provide this as a free link to any business that's open to provide, hey, I'm still open for business. And this is how you contact me. I know our area restaurants are particularly challenged. These are employers and employees that are some of the most vulnerable that are being the first impacted. But at the same time, we have to remember there's a lot of good things that are still remaining. So I would point out that Erie Insurance, our largest employer, they're still open for business. They're still paying their 6,000 employees. Our second largest employer, Wabtec, they're open. Our other two large employers, the hospitals, they're open. So while it seems like there's a lot of temporary disruption, we have to keep in mind that there are remain businesses open and businesses are contributing to our future.
This really is a challenge that no one foresaw, but there is still reason to be optimistic, right?
There is. And I don't mean to be kind of a Pollyanna, but I am in a I'm an optimist by nature, and I've been doing this for about 30 years. And in times of despair, there's also times of innovation and opportunity. Let me give you one example. Hannah Kirby, who owns Ember and Forge, has for some time on her business to-do list has had the idea of, should I do a walk-up window? Well, this kind of moved that schedule ahead of her. So innovation will always occur, and opportunity always will occur, even in the most dire times.
James, thanks again for joining us. Any final thoughts that you wanted to touch on?
Well, I would again just recommend people going to our website, eriepa.com, complete our business survey, or look at the resource page, or sign up for the daily briefing. We're trying to provide the most comprehensive information in one concise site that is easy to navigate, and I would urge people to go to it.
Brett, let's bring you in here. Can you talk about what is happening at the Chamber with this COVID-19 pandemic going on right now?
Yeah, so I think very early on last week, the team discussed how we can be most valuable in the midst of this unprecedented situation. And the first thing that we decided we could do was to reach out to our membership. And so our staff has really kind of divided and conquered the list of roughly 850 members. And we've each been calling about 30 or 35 of our members and touching base with them, trying to get a sense for what their immediate challenges are, understand perhaps what challenges they anticipate in the short, medium, and long term, and then begin to, on a case-by-case basis, bring resources to bear so that they can begin to, address those challenges related to the COVID outbreak.
Can you detail what funding is available to businesses and how are you guiding them?
Yeah, so the first thing that we did was put together a checklist for our business owners. Now, the checklist may seem obvious on the surface, but we thought that it would give some clarity and some order to these business owners in an otherwise chaotic situation. And so that checklist, what it does is it helps them understand their current financial situation and what to expect in the next 30, 60, and 90 days, and also prepares them to apply for any applicable funding sources that may be out there. So what we've done is, first and foremost, we've made a list for them to ensure that they're preparing and organizing the appropriate paperwork that they're going to need to apply for funding. And along with that, we're encouraging them to reach out to their bank, their attorney, their accountant, their insurance agents, their customers, their vendors, to understand kind of the whole picture of where they stand today and how they need to best move forward. And so one particular item in which I'm trying to assist with is taking inventory of the newly formed COVID emergency funding opportunities. And those funding opportunities are coming at us at the local level, the state level, and the federal level. And so, for example, the Erie County Gaming Revenue Authority, in partnership with Bridgeway Capital, has put together a couple different loan funds with very patient payback terms, in some instances, no or very little interest rates, grace periods on the first payment, or interest-only payment options to serve as bridge loans for these companies who are in dire need of working capital as a result of the self-isolation mandates from the government. So we've seen some funds pop up at the local level, the Gaming Revenue Authority and Bridgeway Capital, as well as the Erie County Redevelopment Authority. And then we've seen some programs at the state level, very similar in nature, designed to address immediate working capital needs for businesses with no payment for up to 90 days and perhaps interest only after that. And then, of course, we've seen some immediate relief from the federal government in partnership with the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, deploying funding for the SBA Disaster Relief Loan Program, which, again, is very similar in scope, designed to enable these small businesses to shore up their working capital while they navigate these uncertain days ahead.
It seems the Chamber has really been proactive about everything, right? And is there anything you can touch on with reaching out to businesses?
Yeah, so to answer your first question, I think we've had to really strike a delicate balance. There is so much information out there. It's literally like drinking from a fire hose. And so what we've tried to do is be very purposeful in our outreach, provide very clear and concise and simplified information in a centralized location to our membership and to the business community at large. And so I think all credit goes to the team. The team has been able to work quickly to aggregate resources and information and put that into a format that is easily accessible and digestible for our members and for the business community. Second, I would reiterate the importance of the businesses out in Erie County to complete the survey that we've developed. That survey enables us to best understand at a macro level some of the trends that we're seeing and convey those trends to our state and federal representatives so they can work to develop appropriate programs at their level. It also allows us at the enterprise level to have some pre-conversation data and information about the business so that when we make contact with them over the phone, we're prepared to give them appropriate information in a very efficient way. And so I think for the business community right now, the most important step they can take is to fill out that survey and hang tight as our team contacts them to assist them with next steps to address whatever challenges they may be facing currently.
Brett, can you talk about the coronavirus business guide the Chamber released?
So the Chamber did launch a centralized business resource guide on our website. It can be found at erepa.com/coronavirus-ERIE. And on that site, you'll find very helpful and clear and concise information for the business community, as well as our civic sector and our nonprofit sector. It outlines just general information and resources related to COVID-19. It covers some of the legal, human resources, and economic insight and business guidance available to businesses as they navigate this time. There's small business resources, nonprofit resources, a list of businesses who are offering services to assist other businesses in the community, a list of upcoming webinars. Those webinars will obviously tackle some of the topics and trends that we've identified through our survey outreach, as well as up-to-date chamber updates so that our members understand what we're doing to address the situation in real time.
What should small business owners be watching for right now, and when should they seek the Chamber's help?
I think a business is best served to get out in front of this now, even if they aren't feeling immediate, even if they're not feeling, you know, the crunch right now or have had major disruption in their business currently. I think it's wise for them to get out in front of this and understand how this may play out in the next 30, 60, 90 days and beyond. The first thing that small businesses or any business should do is visit the erepa.com website. On the front page, there is the coronavirus business guide, as well as a prompt to sign up for our daily briefing emails. And I think that's the best way for the business community to get engaged, to know the resources available to them, and to help, the resources will help them guide their thinking as they move through this, unprecedented situation.
Brett, thanks again for joining us. Are there any final thoughts that you wanted to touch on?
Yeah, I would, again, encourage all businesses in Erie County to visit erepa.com, sign up for our daily briefings, submit a survey, and take a look at our resource guide. The Chamber is here to help, and we have a vast network of resources and technical assistance providers, and we've been in constant contact with our state and federal legislators about some of the tools that are going to be coming online soon. So I would encourage each business to reach out to us sooner than later so that we can begin providing them assistance so that they minimize their disruptions to their business due to the coronavirus.
Jake, let's bring you in here. Can you share the importance of the business survey?
Yeah, so shortly after the coronavirus, really we started the work or conceptual idea behind the survey for all our businesses before things really got hot and heavy. And the purpose of it was is that we knew that there would be significant economic disruption and that that would impact all individual businesses. And so we created a survey for businesses to give us a feel for, number one, you know, what were the big challenges going to be, and then more specifics into what their specific challenges were going to be. And then from that, and then we also asked them if they had any type of extra service or surplus of anything that they felt could help other people. And what that did is it gives us kind of a ground zero, a baseline upon which then to follow up with each of those individual businesses and talk with them about their specific needs and direct them to the appropriate resource.
Really, you guys are there to provide solutions for your members, aren't you?
Yeah, we've always been here reaching out to businesses to find out their biggest challenge and then help them navigate what can be a very complex, confusing system of organizations and programs at the local, regional, state, and national level to help get those needs addressed. In regular economic times, it can be difficult sometimes to just get in the door to have that conversation because folks are busy. Folks think that we're there to sell them something, which we're not. We're simply trying to find out what their challenges are and get them connected. But now, in these times, it's a different type of challenge, and that is so many of them are facing the same challenge. And new programs that existed before are now being utilized, but with different rules and regulations behind them. And our job is to figure out what those rules and regulations are, who the contact people are, and help those individuals navigate what has just become an even more complex and confusing landscape of tools to help them address their needs. With that said, that's what we do, and we spend a lot of time with people running those programs, and they share with us updates and information. So now it's just a matter of we're more busy than we've been, but we're totally prepared to handle those requests.
Jake, if your business is really experiencing an off week, your business action team is there. Can you walk us through the business action team's process?
Sure. I mean, the simplest thing is to, if you go online and you go to the Chamber's website, which is www.eriepa.com, every person on our team, it's their first initial and their last name at eriepa.com. So you can find any individual on that team. You can, if it's James Grunke, it's jgrunke at eriepa.com. It's Brett Weiler, it's B. Weiler at eriepa.com, and so forth. Our whole team is on there, and you can email any person on that team with your specific question and contact information for us to get back to you. And all the members of our team, if they're not the right person or don't feel comfortable contacting that business, they'll hand it off to the person within the organization who can get back to them. So it's as simple as that. Go to our website, find us, send us an email with a detail of what your challenge is, and then we will in turn spin back to you and contact you via phone and start getting down to the nitty-gritty. I think there's an important step, though, that all businesses need to take before they send that email, and that is they need to take some time, get all their documentation and information in front of them, and really kind of prioritize what the biggest issues are. So first and foremost, we really encourage everyone to contact your lenders. Whoever you borrowed money from, contact them and have your material in front of you. Be very patient with them because they're inundated as well, and ask them if they have any programs or plans for suspension of principal payments and or interest payments. What we're finding is that on a daily basis, banks are looking at and having discussions with their regulators that will allow them to do something they've never done in their history, or at least recent history, and that is seriously consider a suspension of principal and interest payments for a few months to 3 months. And that's usually one of the biggest expenses that businesses have. You also would want to talk to your landlord if you lease space to see what kind of concessions can be done there. The bank discussion, the landlord discussion, those are discussions that we can't have. You have to have them, and you have the relationship there. And that's the first place to start. After that, then, you can get a better feel for, okay, not only what are my needs, you know, so then you got to look at your expenses and say, what things can I do without? I can eliminate that expense. What things do I definitely have to have in place, and then start getting a picture, a feel for how much money am I going to need. That the amount that you're looking for is going to help us direct you to the appropriate resource and also what you need that money for.
Jake, why do you think there's reason for optimism now?
I think because if you look across the landscape of Erie, there still are a lot of people working, even through this time, and it looks like they will continue. Our manufacturing base, not all of them, but a lot of them do supply component parts to the medical industry and other industries deemed as critical at this time in our nation's history, and therefore people are still going to work. Two of our largest employers have gotten waivers so that they can continue working, Wabtec and Erie Insurance. Our hospitals, obviously, people are continuing to work there. So my optimism is really built around the very balanced, diverse economy that is Erie. That's number one. And number two is because the businesses here, because of our past history with not necessarily being the most robust economy in Pennsylvania or the nation, the businesses that were started here were not, people did it very responsibly. There's very few businesses that went completely out on a limb and stretched well beyond their means to be able to be supported in the short term and in the long term. And so I believe that the exposure for a number of businesses is manageable. That's not necessarily true in bigger markets, higher cost markets, where you had to borrow more just to get in the game. And so that's my optimism. My optimism is diversity. It's kind of the responsible approach that entrepreneurs in this community took to getting their businesses up and running. And so, and the other is that we are an extremely connected community. All of us can reach out and help one another. And all of us are communicating at the leadership level in both the public, private sector, and nonprofit sector. We have the ability to weather the storm because we are a united community. And you can hear that a lot, but in Erie, it's very much true. And the leadership of the community is communicating on a regular, ongoing basis so that we can minimize the impact to the community, to the economy. And when time comes to pull, when we do get the window to pull out of this and the green light is go to resume business activity, we believe that we'll be able to hit the ground running.
Do you think the chamber itself has learned something through this entire situation?
There's no question. Any business through this process, you learn a lot about, you know, first and foremost, the team that you have around you, and ours has been fantastic. The second is the capacity within your team and how it can be stretched and maybe how some is being underutilized and can be utilized even more. I think the biggest benefit for the chamber has been we've always been a resource for businesses, and we're just happy to be able to be in a position to use our knowledge and expertise that's been garnered over years at a time when people need it the most, and we will continue to do that. So hopefully for a lot of businesses, they understand we're here, we've always been here, and we're going to continue to be here to help them. Our job is to help them get the resources and the solutions they need so they can employ people here in the area and help build a great quality of life and a robust economy.
Jake, just want to thank you again for joining us. Any final thoughts that you'd like to touch on right now?
I think it's really important for people to, number one, take care of their own personal health and their family's health. We need all these workers to stay healthy so when the economy gets back to normal, they can go to work and do what they really want to do. And you know, if there's one thing that that has been very noticeable to me, and that is that we're a community that works, and I think it's throwing us all off not to be able to get up and go to work every day. And I think that that is going to serve us well going into the future. As we pull out of this and the economy starts to rev back up, there's going to be great opportunity for both individuals and businesses, and I think we're going to be ready for it.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as Logistics Plus is in the Business Spotlight.